2. Mitchell Thielen, and a strike call by home plate umpire Mike Wojtyla. And Owen won the count to Mitchell Thielen. Votes pitched, and Thielen will follow this one back and out of play. And the count 0-2 to Thielen. Dennis Beckers is on the base path today, our umpiring crew. As Ethan Vogt kicks and delivers, Thielen slaps the single into right field. As Hadley goes out onto the grass to cut it off. Boy, that was way out on the grass, and A.J. Hadley was able to smother it and throw to first. One hop to Pat Elias, scooped it out, a bang-bang play at first.
Wow, that's close over there.
Yeah. Oh, good speed.
Good play by Hadley over at second base. I didn't think he was going to get to
Never. That one. Oh. Wow, A.J. Hadley, great play. Aaron Eich steps to the plate. Aaron, the third baseman for the Farming Flames, and the breaking ball called the ball inside. 1-0.
I think that gets the jitters out of you right away, doesn't it? When you make a play like that, it kind of relaxes you.
One ball, no strikes. There's the pitch from Ethan Vogt. Boy, he goes right at the hitters in 1-1.
Like to see it, don't you?
I really do, too.
Work ahead in the count. You got something to work with.
Anko popped this one up in foul territory over by the third base dugout. James Kiefler battling the sun a little bit, makes the catch for the out. This time at A, Don, you got a different angle on the sun, and ball players don't normally play at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Not very often. No, they don't. And it gets to be about the same thing around noon, I think, 1 o'clock. You know, we get that same effect with the sun or higher, you know, and like, no, I can understand that. I think he was kind of battling the dugout a little bit over there,
sure.
So he's kind of looking where he was.
Here's Brad Mergen, the Farming Flame pitcher, and the first pitch to Mergen outside of ball, 1-0. Ethan Vogt delivers, and Mergen slaps a line drive to Mittendorf at short, and that's going to do it for the Farming Flames. In the first, they go 1-2-3, nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on a half an inning. Farming nothing. El Rosa coming to bat. It's Region 15 seed baseball action on KAFM. We're back in a minute.
Grove Mutual Insurance and Meyer Grove wishes the very best to all the area teams. For your insurance needs,
play on AM 1150 KASM.
Region 15 seed baseball action on KASM. We head to the top of the second inning. It'll be Craig Klein, Chris Wessler, and Aaron Nett. You say the veterans here on this squad right now. As Chris Wessler, actually make it Craig Klein, takes a straight call from Ethan Vogt, 0-1. Pitch to Klein. He's ahead in that breaking ball and following it to the screen in the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes.
Craig Klein battled a little bit of back problems here once in a while. I see him at a few games where he's always stretching out. And you can see that looks to me like he has a little back pain once in a while.
I know Craig Klein early in his working career did a lot of masonry work, and now he owns a game farm. Yep. Here's Klein fouling it off. Jeff Mergen. Stearns County Commissioner Jeff Mergen over at first base coaching today. He was able to field that one. And the count 1-2 to Klein. Klein slaps this one off of the glove of James Kiefler. Here's Matt Mittendorf's throw to first as it bounced to Matt, not in time, and Klein will be safe.
I tell you, that's a veteran move by Pat Elias over there. He thought maybe at first he had a chance to get him, and then when he seen Klein coming down the line and the throw was going to be off the bag a little bit, he went out there and got it. He didn't try to stretch to field that ball. Kept it in play, kept it from going to the side fence, and kept Klein at first base. Nice move by Pat Elias.
All right, so Klein safe. They score that an error on Kiefler. That'll bring Chris Wessler to the plate. Chris, the DH today. And for many years, Chris was always behind the plate for the Farming Flames.
I think he took a couple of years off, didn't he, Chris Wessler? I talked to him here a while ago, and he said he had family to take care of and get situated with their work schedules and stuff, and he said now everything worked out, and said he loves coming back to play baseball.
There's a strike call to Wessler, and the count 1-1. Dale Schrader manages the Farming Flames. He played for many years for the Richmond Royals and then moved over to Farming when he bought his farm closer to Farming. And now in the managerial role. Here's a chopper to Hadley at second, to Mittendorf for one, the relay to first in time. That's a 4-6-3 double play.
Perfect. Hadley played that one just perfectly. He got that, didn't get that in-between hop on that one. He backed up a step. He knew he had a little bit more time on that one, and he just kind of hand-flipped it over to Mittendorf and to Elias. Beautiful play.
And they'll bring Aaron Nett to the plate. Aaron able to play here today. Many of you know Aaron Nett, his father, Aaron Nett. Of course, Aaron's career has taken him many places already as a college baseball player. He also played in the Northwoods League, and then he was a teacher for quite a number of years and then joined the priesthood. And now Father Aaron Nett, and he currently serves the parishes of Eden Valley and Watkins. So finding time to fit baseball into his life yet. He's down in the count 0-2 to Ethan Vogt and just missing outside his Vogt's pitch and the count 1-2.
Looks like Ethan's arm's feeling pretty good, doesn't it? Throwing hard.
There's a breaking ball that Nett pops up over by first base. Pat Ilias giving chase by the dugout. And, oh, Ilias with the sunglasses on. He has to come back and dives, and he misses it by about 3 feet yet.
Oh.
That was up there in the air.
I was battling that sun big time there. He overran it first and come back, and it was too late.
Tough, huh? That is a tough play, yeah. One ball, two strikes, the count to Nett. He has a new life here. 1-2 the count. Ethan Vogt kicks and delivers. And Nett, slicing line drive that heads towards the football field. At the 20, at the 30, going to the 40. Down the field it goes.
Hey, we're still in baseball mode here yet, Randy.
That'll stop it. Foul at the plate. The count stays 1-2. Yeah, the high school sports season actually will start with practices, I think, right around the 15th. Pitch a little bit high to Aaron Nett and the count 2-2.
It's something, isn't it?
It is something.
We still haven't got out golfing yet. We'll have to go play snow golf somewhere.
Here's a changeup from Ethan Vogt, and Nett battles there and fights it off. 2-2 the count to Aaron Nett.
Now, we talked about this the other day, didn't we, Rand? We used to get out golfing once in a while about 10, 12 years ago. We both decided that our schedules are getting busier as we get older.
Yeah, yeah. Pitch is high to Nett, and the count full now, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, no one on for Farming. Vogt delivers, and Nett foul tips it into the mid of Ikers, and that'll do it here for the Farming Flames in the second. No runs, no hits. There was one error and no one left on base. We played 1.5. It's Farming nothing and El Rosa nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASN. Bottom of the second inning, El Rosa will send Pat Ilias to the plate. Pat will be followed by Kevin Kiefler and Ethan Vogt. Scoreless ball game here in the second. Our first game of the day, 12:30. We'll have Regal and Meyer Grove for you. Pat Ilias, a left-hander facing the left-handed Brad Mergen. And there's a strike called. 0-1 to Ilias. Don, you were just showing me the state tournament bracket, and looks like all the Region 15 C's teams will be playing on a Saturday.
Yeah, the 20th.
Don't know which site, though, yet.
Either no.
Dassel or Hutchinson.
Correct.
There's strike two call to Pat Ilias, 0-2, and Mergen missing outside for a ball, 1-2.
The number one seed coming out of here will get a week in between. For some it's good, for some it's not.
You're right.
You know,
right.
If you're on a hot roll, you don't really want a week off, but it can heal up some injuries, little nagging injuries and stuff. It kind of helps.
Pitch missing outside to Pat Ilias. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Brad Mergen kicks in, delivers, and Ilias, whoa, follows that to the net. Count stays 2-2. No score here in the bottom of the second inning. Both teams looking for that first hit. Bergen has the sign from brother Chad. His breaking ball, Ilias will pop this one up. High sky, back onto the grass at second as Joel Klein makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Kiefler grabs bat.
So the two Kleins were going after that one. Craig Klein and Joel Klein.
There you go. Craig Klein played a lot of years at third and short for Farming. Pitches outside to Kevin Kiefler, a ball 1-0.
Very speedy runner back in his day. Could move. Still does.
Kiefler takes a strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Now this player, Kevin Kiefler, Don, he's moved around in El Rosa's lineup over the years. He's led off for him. I know he's been batting ninth once in a while. He swings and misses a strike at 1-2. Now they got him batting number seven.
Center field.
One ball, two strikes to Kiefler. He'll drive this one to center field, shading over and making the catch is Max Carlson, and two down. Max just recently graduated from Albany High School, played left field most of the year for the Huskies in left. Here's Ethan Boat. And Ethan takes low for a ball, 1-0. Ethan down at that number 8 spot in the lineup, Don, and usually you saw him at the number 3.
Yes, he did. The Hadley boys here now, that kind of moves that whole lineup around a little bit.
One ball, one strike. There's a strike called. 1-1 the count to Boat. Catch. Ethan will slap it foul, and the count 1-2.
Pretty dangerous number 8 hitter, though, isn't he?
Exactly. Yeah, I remember when Ethan came on the scene, too. He was still in high school, just a sophomore, had won a state championship in wrestling as a young kid, and was mature beyond his years. You see some of those athletes that are just so mature already, and Ethan was one of those. Ball in the dirt, 2-2.
Run a big dairy farm up by El Rosa, don't they?
They do. Two balls, two strikes. Bergen misses inside, and the count full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody on for El Rosa here in the bottom of the second inning. Brad Bergen kicks and delivers an inside ball 4. He'll walk his second man today. And it'll bring number 9 hitter James Kiefler to the plate. James Kiefler, right-handed hitter, takes the first pitch from Mergen and follows it back and out of play in the count 0-1. Balls, one strike. Net will hold Ethan Vogt over at first. And the pitch to Kiefler, a little bit low, a ball, 1-1. Defensively for the Flames, over at third, it's Aaron Eink at short, Taylor Ferre, second base, Joel Klein at first base, Aaron Net in left field, Mitchell Thielen, center field, it's Max Carlson, and out and right, Craig Klein. Chad Mergen behind the plate, and there's a ball from Brad Mergen in the count 2-1.
Very young infield.
Really young infield, yeah.
Got the veteran Aaron at first to kind of anchor that infield, and very young.
2-1 the count. Mergen staring Vogt down at first. And the left-hander's pitch is low. It gets by Chad Mergen, but not too far, not enough for Vogt to advance. And the count now 3-1. And just like the first inning, Brad Mergen was able to get the first two batters in the first inning. Then a base runner. First inning, there was an error that allowed the base runner to reach, and then a walk. This scenario, there's a walk, and now Kiefler is ahead in the count 3-1. If you're headed to Region 15 seat today over at the Painesville High School, the baseball park, the Painesville Baseball Park, the community is work to put this beautiful facility together. And the pitch is a ball to James Kiefler, and back-to-back walks here with two outs in the second. Bring the leadoff hitter Matt Middendorf to the plate. Middendorf in his first at-bat today, a ground ball to third. The pitch to Mitty is a strike called, 0-1. That was a breaking ball from Mergen. Wasn't throwing his fastball for strikes, was he, in the last
hitter to Kiefler?
All on the count. Pitch missing inside, a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. No score if you're just joining us. We're in the bottom of the second inning, our first ball game today. 1-5. Pitch inside, again from Mergen, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Runners there lead. Mergen's pitch missing high, and 3-1 now to Middendorf. Three balls, one strike.
Just needs to find that strike zone here again. Brad does.
Brad pitched in college down in Iowa, I believe, and then ended up at University of Cincinnati. Pitching in college. There's a strike call to Middendorf, and the count full now, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Here we go. The runners will be off with two outs. Chad Mergen putting the sign down. Brad Mergen kicks and delivers. And Middendorf, a drive to right field. Coming in a few steps, Craig Klein. He'll make the catch for the out. That'll do it for El Rosa. Here in the second, they strand a couple more runners. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play two. It's Farming nothing and El Rosa nothing. More Region 15 seat baseball in a minute on KAFN. Top of the third inning, Taylor Perret will lead it off for the Farming Flames. And Taylor swings and misses at the first pitch from Ethan Boat, 0-1. To be Perret, Max Carlson, and Joel Klein, the 7-8-9 hitters. Perret slaps the single into left field, and we get the game's first hit. Taylor Ferrey with the base hit.
Got some new teams in the regions this year. Randy Farming's back in it. Richmond's back in it. Meyer Grove's back in the regional play again.
Regal.
Also Regal. So we are a few teams that have been kind of mainstays here that didn't make it this year.
Max Carlson puts a nice bunt down and it hits them in fair territory, and he's going to be out. It went off his back as he was running down the first base line, so he's ruled out. Nice bunt by Carlson, but went right off his back as he was running down the first base line.
Well,
he's ruled out.
Yes, he is.
Runner has to go back, but from an official scorer's standpoint, there's really no putout. He's just... Carlson ruled out, and at the plate, it's Joel Klein. No score. Taylor Ferre over at first. One out for Farming in the third. There's a strike call to Klein at 0-2. Boy, Ethan Boat just moves that ball around so well.
Yeah, he works
inside, outside. Yeah, now Eicher sets up outside and just missing. It will count one and two. Mitchell Thielen, the leadoff hitter on deck.
Well, for Eicher, that's pretty good for him to come over to a new team, get behind the plate, and catch for a pitcher like Ethan Boak, you know, that's been around, knows what he wants to do out there. And
here's Klein. He'll swing and miss at a pitch that's low in the strike zone. He's out on strikes. We'll have to get Herman Lensing's ruling on that Max Carlson play.
Yeah, be interesting.
Two outs. And Mitchell Thielen to the plate. Mitchell grounded out. Here's Taylor Ferre. He's going to be going on Ethan Boat. He left on movement, and Boat was able to pick him up. So Ferre caught stealing. That'll do it for Farming here in the third inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, no one left on base. A strange inning at that. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. Region 15 seed baseball action from Painesville. All right, we're back here in Painesville, bottom of the third inning. A.J. Hadley steps to the plate. Brad Mergen delivers, and Hadley takes a strike called on the inside corner.
The pickoff move in the last inning by Ethan Volk was very ran on contact a runner or off his first move, right? First move, and Ethan, with the composure that he has on the mound, a lot of pitchers don't think of this right away. They don't step off the rubber.
Exactly.
And he just backed right off with his foot, turned around, threw a strike to A.J.
Here's Hadley. He'll take strike three called as Brad Mergen just keeping him inside, 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 and Hadley gets caught looking.
That was three good pitches by Brad Mergen, and to that effect, A.J. Hadley, he just kept bringing it, bringing it, bringing it. And I think that's what Brad needed to do is just bear down and just... Group ball's staying a little high here right now.
Here's Austin Hadley, the first pitch, a ball from Mergen, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Austin Hadley followed this one down the right field line. That bounces past the ticket takers.
Austin is also a pitcher for the El Rosa Saints.
And there's a strike to Austin Hadley in 1-2.
That's a backbreaker, that curveball there for the hitter. Wow, that one come down.
One ball, two strikes. Mergen's pitch. And strike three called. Hadley gets caught looking. The back-to-back strikeouts by Brad Mergen. He now has three in the game.
Went back to the dugout, I think, after that last inning and tried to figure out what he was doing wrong there when he walked him two hitters in a row there. And maybe it's just a little bit on his stride or where he's positioned on the mound, too. It does. Sometimes it makes a difference in how your foot comes down, if you come down too short or too long or whatever it is.
Cody Eichers at the plate, the first pitch to Cody, a strike called. Mergen hits the corner again, strike two. Boy, he looks like a totally different pitcher this inning.
Yes, he does.
Going at the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. The pitch to Eichers, followed back and out of play. Oh, there's another job for Lou's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming as it bounces off the vehicle.
And these guys from Farming, they know where to hit them, don't they?
Well, keep Leo busy. It's just missing on the outside corner, and 1-2 now to Cody Eichers. Cody, in his first at bat today, walked. One ball, two strikes. Here's a breaking ball, a line drive to Joel Klein over at second. He gloves it for the out, and that'll do it for Al Rosa. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Three in the books. It's Farming nothing, Al Rosa nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball coming at you in 1 minute. Top of the fourth inning, Region 15 seed baseball here on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Coming up, game number two this afternoon. It'll be Regal and Meyer Grove at about 12:30. St. Martin, New London, Spicer play at 3 o'clock. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. And Mitchell Thielen at the plate. Mitchell takes a strike called 0-1. Don, we got kind of a ruling our official scorekeeper here, Mary Heinen, went down and talked to Herman Lenzing.
That's an assistant to the catcher. Two unassisted.
Okay.
On that bunt where he got hit.
Carlson's bunt. Yeah. Mitchell Thielen swings and misses in the count 1-2 to Mitchell. Mitchell, right-handed hitter, both pitch, and Thielen slaps it on the ground again. Here's A.J. Hadley up to the task one more time on Thielen, 4-3 in the footout.
Well, they have a lot of time with Thielen going down the line, do they?
He is extremely fast.
So Randy and I are talking about obstruction and interference. So we're still not real sure. Then
we gotta Google obstruction and interference. At the plate, Aaron Eink. First pitch to Aaron, a strike called.
So we're saying the same thing here. If a runner between first and second gets hit by the ball, is that considered interference or is
that obstruction
of the ball?
Right. Catch a ball from Ethan Bolt, 1-1. Eink now swings and misses strike two. One ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. Inside, it turns Eink away, and two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. The pitch is outside, and now 3-2. Full count, 3-2. Here's Eink, a drive to right field, coming in. And making the catch is a right fielder, Austin Hadley, two outs.
Ooh, that sun looks wicked out there. We're Austin Hadley coming in. The sunglasses, a big glare off his glasses, so must be tough seeing over there.
And here comes the pitcher, Brad Mergen. So Brad Mergen takes a strike, and 0-1. No balls, one strike. There's a check swing by Mergen, and strike two. 0-2 the count to Brad Mergen. No balls, two strikes. It's missing a little bit low, the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Mergen drills the pass. Matt Ilias down the right field line. As that one hopper shot by Ilias goes off the side fence and just kind of dies on that side fence and able to retrieve it, Austin Hadley. So a single for Brad Mergen here with two outs. All right. So we pulled up the definition of obstruction, Don. Is when a fielder illegally hinders a base runner running within the base path. That's obstruction.
So that was interference.
That was interference, yeah. Okay. At the plate for Farming, Craig Klein. One on, two outs. Ethan Bote kicks and delivers. A pitch outside of ball to Craig Klein, 1-0.
Two hits in this ball game, all two hits for Farming, none for El Rosa so far. Top of the fourth inning.
Ethan Bote's pitch. Klein will launch this one into center field. Coming hard is Kevin Kiefler to make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Farming in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We have played 3.5, Farming nothing, El Rosa nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM. All righty, welcome back to Region 15C Baseball here on KASM.
We are going to get a dictionary sometime, Randy.
That's right. All right, Mergen continuing his warm-up tosses.
But then we're in a situation that if we don't know how to spell the word, we can't find it in the dictionary either.
Right.
So we have spell check on your phone now, so... You're pretty good now with that, aren't you?
I am. Here's Matt Schmidt leading off the fourth inning for El Rosa.
Don, the dimensions here at Painesville Baseball Field, 320 down the left field line, 362 to straight center field. But like you said last night, you look at the batter's eye in center field, it's a big batter's eye. But from each corner of that batter's eye, it looks like it jogs out about probably 10 feet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it a little deeper to pass the batter's eye. And then in right field, it's 314, a little bit shorter. So it's a nice dimensional park here. It's deep in center field, so if you're going to hit one out of that batter's eye, that'd be a lot stronger than you and I.
Matt Schmidt's leading it off with a ground ball to Taylor Ferreira at short. Up with it across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout of Schmidt's. That'll bring Pat Ilias to the plate. Had a pop-up. Second base in his first at-bat today. And the pitch, too. Ilias hits the corner, strike one.
If you're going to hit one over that new scoreboard they got up out there, you're going to have to hit that pretty hard, too, because that thing is up there. That is 26 feet high by 21.5 feet. No, 26 feet wide by 21.5 feet high.
Wow.
And it's on posts. So it's up to a little higher than that yet. You know, you've got 10-foot, 12-foot pole underneath it yet, so you're up 35, 36 feet.
Pat Ilias takes ball one, and now ball two, and the count, two balls, one strike.
The video portion is really kind of nice. Now they got a picture of Pat Ilias, the guy that's batting right now. That's 16 feet wide by 9 feet high. That's the video part inside the scoreboard. Beautiful.
There's a strike called, and two balls, two strikes to Pat Ilias. Batting here in the middle of El Rosa's lineup, Kevin Kiefler on deck. A 2-2 on the way outside, and 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Brad Mergens, pitch on the way, and ball four. Ilias will draw a walk, and the fourth walk given up by Brad Mergen today. One out walk. Bring Kevin Kiefler to the plate. Kevin Kiefler in his first at bat. Fly ball to center field. Mergen out of the stretch, kicks and delivers, and Kiefler takes a strike call, 0-1. Balls, one strike.
Brad's got a fairly decent pickoff move, I think, to first base, too, so I don't think Pat's going anywhere right now.
Here's strike two called to Kevin Kiefler, and 0-2. Pat Ilias, for many years, was known as doing that delayed steal.
Yes, where it was.
He would catch the catcher off guard after the pitch was made. Catcher would be lobbing it back to the pitcher, and Pat would take off. Here's Kiefler fighting off the pitch on the inside corner, and he fouls it off behind the first base dugout. And the count 0-2 yet. Farming in the third base dugout, El Rosa in the first base dugout. No score if you're just joining us. Bottom of the fourth inning. Pitcher's duel so far. Curveball just missing outside. And the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Games last night had New London Spicer beating New Munich 6-2. Richmond beat Atwater 8-4 last night. Pitch, Kiefler drives it to center. Coming hard, Carlson going out is Bray behind second base. The shortstop makes the catch.
That's a good take charge play by the shortstop for farming on Taylor Ferre. He goes off there. Second baseman was kind of lost with that sun a little bit. Center fielder I don't think was going to get to it. Taylor did a nice job on that, get back there and taking charge of the shortstop. And I'd really like to see that.
Ethan Bote to the plate. Ethan, in his first at-bat, walked. Net holding Pat Ilias at first. And the pitch to Bote, a little bit high of all, 1-0.
Getting a little breeze here from the northwest right now. Nice cool air.
One ball, no strikes. Bergen pitch. and low to Ethan Boat, and 2-0. Two balls hit, no strikes. Brad Mergen has the sign from Chad, and a ball inside, and 3-0. Ooh, tough pitch. Meyer Grove and Regal both here. It's like Regal taking some practice now in an adjacent field. Three balls, no strikes to Ethan Boat. There's a strike called, and 3-1. Won the count. Mergen delivers. Boat, ground ball foul down the third baseline. And now 3-2. The count. Tad Ilias again off at first. And Mergen's pitch. Boat drives this to center field. Carlson coming hard. Parade back on the grass again. At short, makes the catch for the out. And that was up in the air a while. And that'll do it for El Rosa in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We played four. Farming and El Rosa scoreless. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM. All right, welcome back. Region 15 seed baseball action. Moves to the fifth inning. Chris Wessler will lead it off for Farming, and Ethan Boat's first pitch, a breaking ball strike to Wessler. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Region 15C Baseball brought to you by Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, Grove Mutual Insurance, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Greenwall Pub, and Trappers at Pub and Grub over at Farming. Followed off by Wessler, and the count 0-2 to Chris. Chris had a big hack at that one. Bit of a change up there by Ethan Loke, and Chris thought it was going to be a fastball, I think. 0-2, Wessler takes outside a ball, and the count now 1-2. 1-2, breaking ball missing a little bit low, and 2-2. More Region 15C sponsors, Painesville, Chevrolet, Buick, State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, and Corner Grocery. Here's Wessler. Slapping it up the middle, a base hit leading off the fifth. Good patience there by Chris Wessler,
yes,
Don.
Was.
He fought off a number of pitches and then waited for that pitch right over the plate.
Yes, he did. The first pitch that he swung at, he didn't think he swung at it, but the umpire called it a knee-high fastball or curveball that he kind of checked swing down, but very nice at-bat for Chris Wessler.
All right, bringing Aaron Nett to the plate. We'll see if Dale Schrader has Nett bunting maybe in this situation. Keefler in on the grass over at third. Nett shows swinging away and takes a strike call, 0-1. Waltz, one strike. Wessler, probably not real good wheels over at first. No threat to steal as Nett takes a strike on the outside corner, and 0-2. Ecker Feed Service bringing us baseball today, along with St. Mark National Bank and Insurance Agency. Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Newminick Gas, and Kramer Lumber of Melrose. 0-2 the count. Pitch outside a ball, and 1-2.
Ethan got him on two pitches before that dead air, and I don't think that were strikes either, so he thought, I'll go out a little wider this time, see if I can get one.
1-2, nobody out for Farming. Runner on first. Pitch to Nett outside, a ball, and 2-2.
Keeping it away from Aaron.
2-2 the count. What a glorious day for baseball.
Oh, just
beautiful out. 2-2 the count. Close pitch. Nett will fight this one off, fouling it out of play over the first base dugout.
I think that one landed in the end zone.
Touchdown. 2-2 the count. Boat ready again on the mound. Comes home and Nett will foul it to the screen. The count stays 2-2. the ball. It's two strikes. This game, Farming no runs, three hits and an error. Alrosa no runs, no hits and an error. Load ready again, and Nett swings at the high fastball and misses. He's out on strike. One out, and Taylor Foray will step to the plate. He's one for one today.
Good-looking young shortstop is Taylor Foray. I kind of enjoy watching him play the position over there. He's pretty much a take-charge guy out there. That's what you need as a shortstop.
Good athlete. Foray grounds to short. Mittendorf flips to Hadley for one. The relay to first. Ilias scoops it out. That's a 6-4-3 double play, and that'll end Farming's threat in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on base. We played 4.5. It's Farming nothing, Alrosa nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.